At Rod's House, we are committed to putting an end to youth homelessness in Yakima County. Our dedicated staff works tirelessly every day towards achieving this goal. Rod's House is a project that allows us to better engage with the community and share our vision with you. We aren't journalists, we're not professional podcasters, but we want to engage with you in new ways and grow to gain more people to join us in our mission. Welcome to Rod's Cast.
I'm Amber Green. I use she, her pronouns. I'm the Development and Communications Manager at Rod's House. Today I'm joined by members of the Yakima Community Coalition. Their mission is to provide the community with education and awareness in drug prevention and empowering youth. Thank you for coming today. I'll let each of you introduce yourselves and your roles in the Yakima Community Coalition.
Awesome. I'll go ahead and start. My name is Joel Ortega. I am the Yakima Community Prevention Specialist. I am the Community Coalition Facilitator. So my role essentially is to help build the coalition, help it become sustainable, and just kind of assess the needs of the coalition. I'm kind of the Legion A, if I'm saying that right, between ESD 105 and Healthcare Authority, which Healthcare Authority is our funders. ESD is our physical agent, and so my role essentially is this, to guide us, help us grow, and provide any technical assistance in terms of reaching our deliverables for our coalition.
My name is Danielle Fleming, and my pronouns are she and her. And my role in the Yakima Community Coalition is as the co-chair. So I support the president in all of our activities. So we help create the agenda, talk about upcoming events, and pieces of education, like prevention clubs, and how we can support the needs of our community.
I'm Michaela King. I use she, her pronouns, and I am coalition chair.
And I am Coraima Tejeda. I am the coalition secretary. So I'm the note taker, and I help Joel translate all of our notes.
Yeah, I can answer that. So with the Yakima Community Coalition, our goal and our objective is to really facilitate community awareness and community engagement. We have a lot of events actually happening this month in April. We have our National Take Back Day that's hosted in April and October. And so that is a big campaign for, it starts with one. The idea there is to really educate the community in unlocking their prescription medications, disposing of them properly, and just having those protective factors within the home, just in case any like relatives or friends may be struggling with substance use addiction. And so those are one of those campaigns that we focus on. That starts with one, has a lot of messaging with having honest conversations, being courageous and like having conversations with friends. Those honest conversations are targeted for like parents. You know, I can't speak from experience. I'm not a parent, but I've been on the flip end and having that honest conversation with my parents. Right. So it really makes an impact within the community. And so that campaign really focuses on different elements within the community, different ranges. And then we also have Strengthening Families. Strengthening Families is a program that we implement to really build those bonds and those skills in terms of like communication, listening, setting boundaries, loves and limits among youth and their parents or their guardian. And so the coalition really focuses on that community piece and, you know, empowering both, not just the youth, but the parents and the guardians as well. We really believe, you know, it starts in the home. And so being able to polish those skills in communication, or just developing them, we all know kids don't come with a manual. So it's a great way to create engagement. We just had our Spanish implementation in January. And with that implementation, towards the end of this programming, parents, you know, swap numbers. It's a great way to really come together as a collective and just learn that there's other parents out there that are also looking to enhance their skills with their youth and encountering some similar problems or, you know, foreseeing problems of, you know, some of the youth that they may be experiencing at school or just with themselves. So it's a great way to just foster those relationships within the community in Yakima. So we really tried to target building that engagement and those activities and events within the community so that the community comes together, get educated, and also participate and engage to really just learn different information and education.
Well, one of the things I would like to share is that the Yakima Community Coalition does a need survey of our community, which is very instrumental in developing a strategic plan and how we're going to address the needs of our community. The other piece that I like about the Yakima Community Coalition is that it's supported by the Community Prevention and Wellness Initiative Grant, which also supports student assistance professionals in the school district. So that allows for, you know, students to have access to mental health counselors, social workers, or substance use disorder professionals to begin these conversations, provide access to resources, and just have a healthy adult for the students to access in the environment, mm-hmm. right when it's needed, not after school or later on during the day. But, you know, those needs are addressed, you know, hopefully it just a lot sooner than they used to be. So that's one piece that is amazing about, you know, how the Yakima Community Coalition is connected to that grant and then the supports that they are, that are flourishing in the school districts.
I think one thing is really important you touched on is meeting the needs right there and then. It's easy to lose track of young people today if they don't want to be contacted. And so it's important to be prescient and in the moment and address those right away.
Drug Pack Day is designed to educate the community in a universal way to, you know, dispose of their medications or unwanted medications or unused medications appropriately. And so we get together as a community and provide a place where they can just drive in, drop them off, but also to let them know that there are drop boxes in the community at different locations all through the year, but this just kind of enhances that awareness.
Okay, and when is it?
It's April 27th this year. It's on Saturday, and we have three locations.
Perfect. What are your locations?
Our West Valley location is 5301 off 56 Ave. It's Catholic Charities, right there in their parking lot. And then our central Yakima location is at YVC. It is in our parking lot O. So it's right next across from the baseball field. And then our East Valley location is Fiesta Foods. And so this is our first time having three locations in some years. So it's going to be a good one. It's going to be a fun one.
Okay, and are these locations also permanent locations for the for year-round, or do you have one specific site, as you mentioned, for year-round?
For year-round, those three locations are just for this event specifically, but I know Safeway's pharmacies, those do take expired medications or just prescribed medications, and I believe I may be wrong. Yakima Health, the Yakima Health District, I do think they have a location, but I also know the sheriff's office has a permanent location.
And one thing that's important about this Drug Take Back Day is there's no judgment, right?
Yes. And it's anonymous completely. We do, like, law enforcement is involved solely there just for the protection of the prescription medications. They're in charge of just making sure that if our boxes are full, they have someone coming and picking them up. And so the DEA is involved, but again, they're not there to get anyone in trouble or ask questions by all means. It is only prescription medication. That was a question when I first was learning about this event. Is it any and all drugs? And it is only prescription medication. So anywhere from prescribed to over-the-counter, from like Tylenol, Advil. Honestly, it's a great way, you know, spring's coming around the corner. It's a great way to clean out the medicine cabinet and just really go through some of those old medications and just get rid of them and, you know, clear up some space. I know I got a few that I need to get rid of, so.
But you're not taking gummies, right? Like, you know, Flintstone gummies?
Unfortunately, I'm not.
Okay. So, like you said, what can people start doing today?
That's a good question. Simply, you know, one quick step to preventing and just being more aware of prescription medication is simply locking them up or putting them in a safe place that you know that you can keep track of. Again, we don't ever want to, like, assume or put bad judgment within anyone in our home or anyone coming in our home. But it's a great way to take accountability of saying, hey, this has my name on it. These are my medications. These are used for specifically one purpose or a couple purposes. That way, whenever someone is, you know, kind of going through their checks and balances, they're able to see how many, you know, prescriptions or pills are in that bottle or whatever medicine is there, how much is left. So it's a great way to keep track of what's going in and out, but also taking away that temptation from anyone that maybe I'm struggling with addiction or just being pressured into, you know, picking them up for someone else. You know, it's not always that someone is suffering from addiction. It could be that someone is just either being told that, hey, this is a good opportunity to make something out of it. And so I know someone that has this and I can get this from there. So, you know, there's a different variations as to a reason why someone may be trying to take something from someone else that doesn't belong to them.
Right.
But one quick thing is just locking it up or putting them somewhere safe where you know where they're at and you have access to them. At our Take Back Day event, we will have lock bags, and the Yakima Health District is providing lock boxes as well. So the lock boxes are a little bigger than the lock bags. Mm-hmm. The lock bags are accessible. They come with a key and a combination. So it's a quick way to just, you know, store your medication. They're cut resistant. So, like, someone is, you know, trying to get into it, that there will be evidence that it's kind of been tampered with. And then the lock bags, our lock boxes, they're a little bigger. So some of the medications, they're big and bulky, so they're able to fit a little more. So that's another way. So if you know, come to our event on April 27th at any of those locations, we'll have those resources there for the community for free.
This touches everybody in the community, and I know that I've had lots of conversations about people that are dealing with addiction or there's somebody in their family. So this covers everybody. There's somebody in your family that could be affected by this.
Yeah.
So it's really important to go through your medications, get them turned in, do the right thing, so the temptation isn't to just give them out or to have them easily accessible, like you said.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
And I just want to mention about prevention. It is from cradle to grave. So it's just, it's everybody, you know, from an infant to somebody that's, you know, older. Mm-hmm. Because we often forget some of those other populations that can be affected by medications or expired medications or unused medications. I mean, everybody is vulnerable. So mm-hmm. just to make sure that, you know, that's pointed out as far as prevention.
Yes, absolutely. That's a great point. Young kids, toddlers can get into medications that are unhealthy or unsafe and easily overdose or have something tragic happen to them.
Yeah, absolutely. I would like to share a story that I received from my mother. She had shared that, you know, she was experiencing some pain, and her youth had mentioned that they were able to get prescribed medication through another friend.
Right.
And it wasn't, you know, the way she described it, it was very innocent. It was very, like, mm-hmm. you know, it's not that they were out there, you know, doing harm. It's just one friend was talking to another friend, and another friend was like, hey, my mom's taking this, you know, if she needs something, we can help her. And it's like, so again, it's not always malicious or, right. you know, in a way that's like, you know, someone is, you know, kind of a challenge or overcoming a challenge. Sometimes it's, you know, because it's so accessible, you know, it's easily can be like, oh, I'm just trying to help someone out. But sometimes that can end up hurting someone, you right. know. And so that education piece of like, you know, well, I actually can't get access to my mother's medications because it's locked. It's just one of those steps that's like, you know, hey, instead of that youth saying, like, I can grab it, that youth might turn around and be like, hey, mom, can I actually have something of yours so I can use for a friend? And then that, you know, breeds a conversation that I think is important. You know, it's just, again, you know, kids don't come with a manual. And, you know, I think in that particular situation, if it were to occur, that's kind of those key pieces that also we provide resources and just having those honest conversations. And you know, no doctors ever advise taking someone else's medication. There's a lot that goes to it, you know, depending on that person's blood charts, what they're needing, you know, how much of a dose it is. And so someone can completely react differently.
What they're already taking. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Can interact and they don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Before, I believe we only had 2 locations. This time we did 3. And we really tried to expand to different areas of Yakima. Mm-hmm. And a lot of it is because for us, access is super important. I feel like before there was not a lot of like the Latino community or just in more vulnerable communities that weren't aware of these things that were going on. And so us being at Fiesta Foods is a really, I think it's a really big deal because it's really easy to see everybody that's there. And it's going to be, you know, an eye catch, anyone that's going in and shopping, and they'll be able to understand a little bit better what it is that the coalition does. Some of them don't even know we exist and that there's these opportunities there. And just like Joel was saying, a lot of, I know just like in personal experience, a lot of families, like in our culture, sometimes we hoard medications because we're like, oh, this might help me later, right. or this might help this person. But as you guys were stating, we don't know the side effects for every individual. It might help me, but it might make you feel sick. And so we want to educate those families that, you know, once you're done with that medication and you don't need it, there's a safe way to dispose it. And, you know, we don't want you guys to end up hurting someone else or harming someone else just because the medication is there.
Right. So. Great points.
Las tres localidades donde vamos a tener este evento. La primera es Catholic Charities, que está por la 56 Avenida y la Titan. También el colegio YVCC en el estacionamiento O. Si están manejando por la Knob Hill, ahí van a ver las mesas y los globos. Y la tercera localidad es la Fiesta Foods.
Awesome. It's really good. There's so many locations that people can get involved in Drug Take Back Day on April 27th. So what are some ways that people can get involved in the Yakima Community Coalition?
They can go to the website.
www.yakimacommunitycoalition.org.
Okay. They can go to the website and check out what we do and everything. It'll have like little snippets. It also has the leaders on there as well, so they can get to know us a little bit. If they're interested in going to the coalition, and the coalition is every second Tuesday of every month.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Food is fuel, and at Rod's House, we believe in the power and importance of a full belly. That's why every day at all 3 of our active service sites, keeping our young people fed is priority. But we can't do this without you. Every meal we serve has been provided by a generous community member just like you. We have locations in Sunnyside and Yakima, each with their own unique ask. So if you're interested in donating a meal to keep young people fed at Rod's House, check out our meal trains on our website at www.rodshouse.org and find the opportunity that fits right for you.
Right now we're hosting the meetings at Educational Service District 105, ESD 105. They have their main campus there. So currently that's typically where we meet at. There is a section on our events page where anyone interested in attending our meetings, they can click on the events page and there will be our next meeting for the upcoming meetings.
Okay, great. And there's always food there, so.
Yeah. And that's important to somebody like me, so I appreciate that.
Absolutely.
Another way community members can get involved at with the Yakima Community Coalition is, you know, we have guest speakers that come in and educate our group, and then other, like we're going to have a key leader event. So, you know, we're scheduling something like that. So that's a way for people to get involved and learn about the Yakima Community Coalition. We also are working to develop some prevention clubs in the school districts, in the different schools. We do have a prevention club of students at YVC. So, you know, getting them connected with service leadership is going to be very important. And so we, at YVC, we just thought that that would be important to go along with the Community Prevention Wellness Initiative grant, because part of the student assistance professionals are, part of their development is to create a prevention club of students in these, in the middle schools and high schools. And so we just really think that that would be a great segue as they're moving in their, meeting their educational goals and being in different buildings, you know, as they're growing and developing.
Yeah, perfect.
Great.
That's great. Yeah. Yeah. Is there a minimum age to be involved?
Not necessarily. Our first prevention club starts with the middle schools. The goal of the Yakima Community Coalition is to have youth voices at our meetings. That's something we're still trying to work out. In previous years, we've held our meetings at Davis High School. And so we were wanting to kind of do like a rotation where we met at Davis High School, Franklin Middle School, Washington Middle School. But just due to some of the structure and new onboarding, we're still kind of working those kinks out. So the minimum age, there's no like minimum requirement. There has been talks about starting up a prevention club in the elementary schools. So I do kind of, you know, foreshadow seeing that happening in the coming years. And so the Yakima Community Coalition kind of in the same cradle to the grave. We do want our youth voices there because, truthfully, they're experiencing things that us, you know, older generations and young adults haven't really seen ourselves. And so it's really important to really get their perspective and understand what are some of the things that they're seeing and what are some of the situations that they're encountering, so we can help prevent some of those instances. You know, when I was in high school, you know, mental health conversations were as prevalent. They definitely had started, but I know, as you know, generations before, it just was, you know, almost like a taboo topic.
Yeah.
But now our youth and are starting to get those conversations more, and understanding what they're feeling and understanding what they're going through is one of those preventative measures of like, okay, you may be feeling stressed or depressed or anxious. Instead of, you know, taking something to help mitigate those feelings, let's talk about it. You know, again, we provide different resources. We have wellness journals that are essentially interactive journals that ask, you know, what are you feeling, writing thoughts. So it's just one of our key components with the coalition is to have those youth voices. Again, it's a little bit of a challenge. You know, we don't want necessarily any students having to miss school or, you know, leave school. So
right.
Us coming to them is just beneficial. So that way, you know, the community members are also able to kind of embrace them and see them, you know, meet them where they're at, essentially. And so the coalition, we meet from 12 to 1:30. So that was some of those conversations that we had before. It was determining if we should change it. So evening time where parents and families can come together, or just different time frames to have everyone's voice at the table.
I would also like to add, with me being a young person, that it's very important that young people come to the coalition due to us having youth voices about the community, and we would have a lot of ideas of what things should happen when it comes to prevention. We have life experiences. We know people who have life experience. I myself have life experience when it comes to prevention and trauma. But it's, I think it's very important for young adults and the youth to come to the coalition just to see what it's about and maybe be more involved in the community.
Maybe just also encourage other community members, especially those that are maybe like in law enforcement or any other first responder, doctors, mental health providers, anybody who can have a different perspective when it comes to, youth and drugs and all of that. Because we have a good group, but I feel like it would be nice if we had different perspectives there too,
right.
So that we can all kind of work together and create goals to be able to help prevent, from our kiddos to
Yeah. Anything that we can do in the community to come together. There's lots of organizations and we need to all partner and support each other. That's why we're here today as Rod's House, having you on our podcast.
Yeah,
I appreciate all of the wonderful work you all are doing. It's very necessary. Mm-hmm. As we know, we all have conversations about it and you guys are actually taking action. So thank you. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
How do people get more information about your organization? I'm sure your social media, I know for a fact your social media is doing things because I follow you and I like all the videos you're posting and the introductions of your members. So how can they follow you?
Thank you for that. Yes, follow us on our social media platforms. We have a Facebook page, Yakima Community Coalition. Our Instagram handle is Yakima Community Co. And then, of course, our website. Our website has access to our links. And then there's also a contact us where you can send a message on the website. And then that goes into a folder that we have access to. And, of course, you know, if you ever see us in the community.
Reach out to us.
Yeah, 100%. I work with ESD 105, so I'm usually in the community or in schools when we have tabling events. Danielle works for YBC. She's a professor and a director out there. So she's also in the community, and Michaela as well, and Karima. So feel free to stop us in the streets and ask us more about it. Like Karima was saying, the coalition is made up of 12 sectors, and so having those sectors representative in the coalition really gives those different angles on one topic, which is, you know, prevention and substance use. And so having more angles and more perspectives really gives us an idea how we can really meet the community where it's at and understand how it's really affecting our community in different ways.
Awesome. Thank you again for being here. Don't forget, Drug Take Back Day is April 27th with 3 locations. Thank you all again.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for having us.
Can't hardly wait for the next episode of Rod's Cast to air? Have no fear. There's plenty of ways for you to keep up with all the good work Rod's House is doing. In the meantime, follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn to stay up to date on all things Rod's House.
Rod's Cast is brought to you by myself, Amber Green, and the co-hosts willing to do this work with me. Thank you to our young people involved with making this happen. It is a production of Rod's House, a nonprofit organization in Yakima, Washington, working towards an end to youth homelessness in Yakima County.